Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Saturday night, I feel the air is getting hot.
You start with warm water and you have a normal shower. And then what you do is you turn the dial, zhung, to cold. Slowly stroke press, especially around the temples. Why? Because this gallbladder channel begins at the side here. Hello, my name's Katie Brindle and welcome to Own Your Health. Thank you for joining me here on Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. And today it's Sunday. So that is obviously the day after Saturday night. I feel the air is getting hot. And normally everyone's bopping around in the studio with me. Lots of people actually go out on a Saturday night or stay in and go, I'm going to have some alcohol, and often wake up on a Sunday with a hangover. So if this is you, or indeed you've ever had a hangover or would wish to avoid them in the future, then this is the episode for you, because I've got some quite useful tips on hangovers. So let's talk hangovers. What do we do? Right. Well, the first thing to say about hangovers is, as most people know, it's connected to the liver. And if you didn't know that, that's the first place to start. So what happens is the liver is one of the primary organs for detoxification in the body. And if you've had too much toxins, which is in the alcohol, then your liver is not going to feel very well the next day. And it's going to give you a whole load of symptoms, which you're not going to feel too good about. And there's all sorts of hangover cures out there. Some of them work, some of them don't. Drinking strong black coffee, drinking loads of water, eating loads of fatty foods. You may well have tried all of the above or some of the above, but let me give you some more healthy ways to address your hangover. So the first thing about hangovers is what we really want to do is we need to get the toxins out of the body, because the reason you're going to feel grotty is because you've just deluged your system with a whole load of toxicity in quite an intense period of time, because the toxicity is coming through the alcohol. So what we need to do is get that out of the body. And one of the easiest ways to do this, wait for it, is cold water therapy. It is the best way to get the hangover out of your body. Now, it's not for the faint-hearted, so what do? Well, the first thing is go to your shower. Start with a warm shower and keep the temperature nice. And then what you want to start to do is to start to increase the fluctuation between warm and cold. Now, for the full Monty on hot cold water therapy, there is an entire fact sheet on my website, which gives you everything you need to know about this, plus the contraindications, because not everybody can do cold water showering. Okay, if you've got a few signs and symptoms of various extreme ill health, then you can't do it. But if you're just a normal person with a hangover, it's a really useful thing to do. So you start with warm water and you have a normal shower. And then what you do is you turn the dial, zhung, to cold. And what I then suggest you do, if you've never done it before, is to step back from the water and start to kind of do the hokey cokey in the shower. Okay, get your left leg in, your right leg out, in, out, in, out, and start shaking it all about. Start to get the limbs into the water, because it's a really good way to start. But the area of the body that you really, really want to get worked on is the back of the neck, just here. So just between where the shoulder blades are, that's the spot. Now, that is the spot that you're not going to want to put under the cold water. It's the point of most resistance. But if you can get yourself brave enough by getting your limbs in and out and getting yourself acclimatized to the cold, turning round, and what I suggest you do at this point is scream, okay? You can literally go, ah, Katie, I can't stand you, ah! Okay, you're going to hate me for about 10 seconds. And just scream and shout it down, okay? And what you're going to find is by doing that, once you've come out of the shower, you're going to feel amazing. Okay, you're going to feel amazing. It absolutely works. Now, if you want to take it even further, if you've got a bathroom where you've got, say, a shower and a bath, because some people have both, okay? If you've got that, then you want to ramp this up a bit and your hangover is really bad. Then what you want to do is always make sure in your freezer, you've just got bags of ice. Okay, it's cheap, it's free. I mean, I always have a little ice thing on the table as a prop, because ice cubes are really useful. But when you're doing an ice bath, this isn't going to touch the sides. You need to basically get some reusable bags, which you can just reuse, put water in them, stick them in the freezer, always have a shelf there, and then run your bath in with cold water and then chuck all the ice in, leave it for a little while, have your warm shower, and then get out of that shower and plunge yourself into that cold water. And you're going to hate me. You're going to absolutely hate me for about 10 to 20 seconds, as long as you can cope with it for. And then out you come, and then go back into the warm water again, just for a tiny bit to regulate the temperature, wrap yourself up, and then go back to the sofa. And then tell me how you feel. And then you're going to love me. You're going to love me. Oh, I love that, Katie. Now, so that's the first easy win, because everyone has water and everyone has a shower. Many people have a bath, and most of us have a freezer where we can put ice into the freezer and have it on hand for those moments when you need it. And that's probably the easiest way. Now, the next easy way to do this is to tap the body, because again, you want to get the toxicity out of the body where it's getting caught. And if you're just sitting around drinking water, drinking coffee, watching telly because you're feeling ghastly and lethargic and you're like, oh, I can't cope, I'm just going to lie here and feel horrendous, actually it's better to get the body moving. It's better for you. Now, if you're feeling ghastly and you're thinking, oh, I can't face doing that, then what you have to do is you have to do it slowly. OK, and you have to start to just gently take the body out of being completely lethargic, where it's going to take a long time to sort this out, to just slowly detoxifying the body. So what we do is you start from being in the sedentary position, which is, or the lying position, which is where you're going to be sitting or lying if you're feeling really grotty. So the first thing is just to take your hands in a loosely clenched fist like this, or cupped, or if you're feeling really bad, fingertips. And you want to just start tapping the body. Tap the chest, tap the heart, and then you want to just gently go around the abdomen, okay, in a clockwise direction. If you start to do that with me now, just gently tapping the body anyway is a really good health practice. So even if you haven't got a hangover and you're just lying there listening because it's Sunday and you've got, that's what you're doing right now, just do this, try it. You'll notice that your body will start to feel good from doing it, okay? Another really good point to tap is both sides of the waist, just here. And then you want to tap down the inside of the arms, because we're following the energy channels of the body, and up the outside of the arms. Now, what I'm hoping you're going to start to feel from doing this is you will immediately start to feel a little bit better. Okay, now we'd like to take that up over the head. If you've got a headache with your hangover, then the first thing you want to do is just move the tap into a brush. So you just go to the flat of the hand and just do circles around the nape of the neck, because you're addressing a really important channel here. This is the gallbladder channel. And in Chinese medicine, the gallbladder is mercifully connected to the liver, and the liver tends to use the gallbladder channel as a bit of a dumping ground for all the stuff it can't handle at that moment in time. And the gallbladder in turn shoves it up into the head. That's why headaches tend to come with hangovers. So at that point, you stroke. And then you can stroke all over the head. She says, not wanting to mess up her hair because we're recording today. So you just want to stroke all over the head. That's the first thing. Then you can slow that stroke down, and then you can start to slowly stroke press, especially around the temples. Why? Because this gallbladder channel begins at the side here, and then it travels all the way down the body, ending at the foot. Okay. So what you want to do is just work at that entry point of the channel. It's particularly good for hangovers, this sideways area on the side here, okay? Do that, and then when it starts to feel a little bit less, you can then move to your fingertips, and you can start very gently drumming. Don't do the drum if it's pounding, but if you found that that flat of the hand massage where you can kind of move the skin of the scalp, okay, and gently, 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 and you've done a bit of cold water therapy, then you can start to tap, and the tapping will really, really help because it will invigorate the qi and blood. Now, by this point, hopefully you're going to feel well enough to get up. OK, so at that point, then you can start to take the tapping and the drumming all the way down the outside of the legs, going down the outside. Let me show you my man, because I need to stay seated. So we're going to go tap down the outside and then up the inside of the legs, okay? Because that's the way that the energy channels flow in the body. Now, those are some free, simple DIY things that you can do for yourself. If you think, actually, Hangovers are something which happen quite regularly in my household. So I'm going to just buy a couple of bits and pieces which are really, really useful for this. Then a couple of really simple things you can do is one of my all-time favourite healthcare practices, which is castor oil compressing. Now, the castor oil compress is a brilliant healthcare, but it used to be quite a sticky, fussy, quite annoying thing to do because castor oil is really sticky, okay? But it's brilliant at detoxifying the body. So what you do is you have one of these compresses in your cupboard. They are an absolute staple. Once you've bought one, you've got this thing forever, you don't need to replace it, and make sure you've got a gentle supply of castor oil. Here's mine in a little bottle here. And all you do is you pour a little bit of castor oil onto the soft side of the compress, because on the other side is a sort of leak-proof nappy kind of style thing going on. And then you literally put the castor oil compress over your liver. Your liver, for anyone who's not sure, is on the right-hand side of your body, just under the lungs, at the bottom of the ribs, on the right-hand side. And then all you do is you press the castor oil compress over that area of the body, wrap it round the waist, like they teach you on aeroplanes when they say, wrap it round the waist with a double-sided bow, whatever they say. That's exactly what you do here. And for good measure, at that point, you want to put a hot water bottle on it. And what that does is it massively supports the liver in its detoxification processes. And you're going to feel really, really good. And the useful thing about these is that once you've got one, and they work for a myriad of different things, you can literally go to bed with this every night. It's just a really handy cupboard staple to have for when that hangover hits. If you're sensitive like me, I find I don't even get hangovers from alcohol. I get hangovers from being tired. I get hangovers if I've eaten the wrong food the night before. I'm so sensitive that I get hangovers if my body clock has gone off whack and I've gone slightly off my normal routine because I'm that sensitive. So I have to be very careful about these things. And so the last piece of advice that I would give you is I like to have a few little herbal remedies in my cupboard just in case kind of, you know, the fatigue or the lifestyle has just kind of hit me. And there's a really lovely brand, which I really like to use, which is called Heavenly Herbs. And we'll put them in the link below. And they do these really lovely tinctures. It's a really nice company. It's a family that make them. They grow all the plants themselves and they're not expensive. Okay, it's like under £10 for a bottle of the tincture and it will last for ages. And they do a really lovely detox one. It's really good. It's really powerful, but really pleasant. And it will sit there in your cupboard for ages. And all you have to do is take a little glass of water, put a few drops in. And so rather than just drinking water, supercharge the water with the detox drops and you'll find that the hangover will work its way through much more quickly. If you'd like a slightly more expensive option, there's another brand I absolutely love called Deliverance. Now, they are pricey, but they're amazing. And they're these liver tonics. And if you are really suffering, then they come in little boxes of three. So it's another really useful thing to have in your cupboard at all times, because you can just literally swig one of those back. And probably within about 20 minutes, you are going to feel significantly better. So they are a very useful thing to have in the cupboard. You don't need to take them every day, but they're there as backup emergency if you've got a hangover. So that is a little bit of a whistle stop tour on what you can do to offset your hangovers if you've got one. So please do rate and review me on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify, and do leave a comment if you're watching this on YouTube or TikTok or Instagram, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.
Own Your Health is a Viral Tribe production.